Jim, really significant news out of Ford this morning here. $11.4 billion total investment alongside your partner, SK Innovation. You are investing $7 billion as part of that total. That is the largest investment in your company's 118-year-old history. What's your message to investors right now?
Very simple. We're all in on electric. We're going to scale. These investments get us to 1 million units worth of batteries just for Ford. This allows us to scale like no one else, what you would expect from Ford. And we're going to do it building fantastic utilities and trucks that are ground up battery electric vehicles of people haven't seen. And the reason is we've seen the response to the Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning.
As part of this, really four campuses, Jim, you guys are calling it mega campuses. And really that's what they are. A lot of jobs being created in this country, 11,000. Talk to us about that.
Okay, well, this is a big deal. You know, we're going to have three battery plants worth 129 gigawatts. That is a huge, I think that's twice the amount of battery capacity for the whole U.S., and that's the 1 million units of batteries. Each one is enormous, just the battery plants themselves. There's going to be two in Kentucky, one here in Tennessee, where I am. And then we're going to have our largest manufacturing facility in our history, 6 square miles, carbon neutral here in Tennessee. And it's going to build an enormous new truck platform that we aren't building today. So four really big sites. We looked all over the country and this was the right location for us.
I mean, you do talk a lot about in the press release about an expanded truck lineup, that these facilities will now help you expand what you are offering. What else could you put into the market that you are not looking at right now? We talked when I released you released the Ford F-150 all-electric Lightning, the Mach-E. What else do you want to be in?
Well, if you look at F-150, it's the best-selling vehicle in America for more than 40 years. We have Super Duties and Raptors. We have so many different versions of the truck. That's why we sell 1 million. And we're going to do the same thing on electric. We're not going to tell everyone what the vehicles are right now, but you can imagine Ford is dreaming up as a truck leader in the world and also in the U.S., an incredible new all-electric lineup with all sorts of new capabilities. The F-150 Lightning, our first truck, you know, can power your house for 3 days. Just imagine what these new trucks are going to be with even better technology that we're going to build in Tennessee.
You piqued my interest, Jim, because I did get a chance to review the Ford Raptor. That is quite a truck. How far are we away from an all-electric Raptor, and what does the horsepower on that thing look like?
Well, I think it's going to be incredible. You know, the 0-60 time on the Lightning is coming out in the spring that President Biden test drove, best test driver ever, by the way, was 4 seconds. So you can imagine when we build a optimized battery electric, you know, from the ground up, what we can do. I think none of us can imagine the kind of torque and performance that these new trucks are going to be able to perform, as well as very long range and heavy duty applications. They'll all be built to Ford Tough. And, you know, we're just starting. It's the first inning. The second and third inning, you're going to see vehicles that we can't even imagine today.
And Jim, I follow you on Twitter. I've seen you in racing suits, driving around tracks at high speeds. You are a big car guy. On a personal note, how sold are you on electric cars?
You know, it's a great question. I am a car guy, but, I have to say it's a better vehicle, especially for our commercial customers. We're the global leader in commercial light duty vehicles around the world, Europe, US, China, doesn't matter. And for those customers, you know, 40% less moving parts. The interior is bigger. They're digital vehicle with advanced electrical architectures. You get instant torque. The uptime, predictive failure of the components before they fail. These are new capabilities we've never seen, like the Lightning with 3 days powering your house. So I think for me as a car guy, I'm excited about driving my Mach-E. I'm not giving up my 73 Bronco or my Mustang 5-liter coupe. But, you know, if I have a third vehicle in the household, it's probably going to be a Mach-E.
Fair enough. Really, we are now moving toward the point in time, Jim, where cars are, they're going to resemble our iPhone. I mean, they're already collecting a lot of data. How far away is Ford from monetizing the big data it's starting to collect on its vehicles?
It's happening now. We're going to finish this year, I think, at about 1 million over-the-air updates for just the Mach-E and the F-150. Doug Fields came from Apple to Ford. He's designing advanced electrical architectures for the vehicles that we're going to build here in Tennessee and Kentucky. And you're going to see the same transition from flip phones to these smartphones as vehicles. And the vehicles will not be just to get you from point A to point B. They're going to get better every day. But more importantly, they're going to allow you to precondition your house before you get there, be a good work tool, especially for our commercial customers. They're really going to change the trip from just going from point A to point B to being so much more, just like our phones went from calls to, frankly, our whole life. And we're in the midst of that transition. As I'd say, we're probably in the second inning. We're really getting good at the OTAs at Ford, but it's really going to make the products a lot more compelling. And it's going to change marketing because we're not going to have, we're going to have a much more loyalty model to the brand now. It's not going to be conquesting other people's customers.
Not lost on me, Jim, getting back to the plant news, is that these will be American-made batteries. Is that one of the biggest challenges right now in the auto industry, that battery production is really controlled by several companies in China?
Yes, all through Asia, Japan, South Korea, and China. And, you know, the technology, they made the bet on the technology, whether it's lithium ion, NCM, or even iron phosphate, you know, they have the lead. Now, in America, we have a lot of cool companies that are doing solid state. But, you know, we missed on that chemistry change, and the Asian countries and companies have the lead. That's why we have to partner with companies like SK. They have great quality. We bought batteries from everyone. We think this is the right company to partner with. But we have to learn how to do this ourselves in America.
Lastly, Jim, before we let you go, we've talked a lot this year about the chip supply shortage. Is Ford done cutting production this year because of the chip supply shortage?
Well, I'll tell you, the third quarter is a lot better than the second quarter. We were very exposed to the Naka 3 facility in Japan that burned down in March. They're back up, and now we are losing chips kind of in line with the industry. In the second quarter, we lost 50% of our global production. That was really a big outlier compared to the other OEMs. We're now back to the kind of constraints that everyone is seeing. You know, no one knew that the COVID situation would hit Malaysia like it's done. There's a lot of chip processing and packaging there. I think we're going to see constraints through next year, but it'll be a much lower level than what we saw in the second quarter. And our stock is improving now. Our dealers are seeing more stock. But we're going to run our company in much leaner stock. This chip supply has really helped us kind of run our business differently and better.
All right, we'll leave it there. Ford CEO Jim Farley, always good to see you. Congrats on the news. We'll talk to you soon.